Hello again. Welcome to a special episode of Science Nights. I'm Josh. That's
Adam.
That's Adam.
I'm Adam.
And that's Tyler.
I'm Tyler.
And we're giving you a special episode today because a great thing happened over the continent of North America. There was a great total solar eclipse.
Mm-hmm. Was amazing.
I stayed up in Washington and got about a 94% magnitude of it, and these guys went to the totality.
Yeah, we got 100% all the way down as long as we could.
It took quite the adventure to get down there.
And we got right in the center, too, like the maximum amount.
Yeah, we actually came across a map while we were stopping somewhere to eat of it, and Prairie City, where we were at, right in the middle of totality. It was perfect.
We got where we were, we had 2 minutes and 6 seconds of totality. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah.
So that's pretty good. I think the most was like 2 minutes and like 36 seconds or something like that. But I also believe that they got a lot of cloud coverage. So
in some places
they were talking about how they saw it, and like right before it hit totality, a cloud came and covered it. So they got like eclipse, you know.
Oh man, that is a bummer. We were in a perfect spot.
It was beautiful, clear, no clouds in the sky.
No, it was a little cloudy the night before, so it took a little while for the stars to come out, but eventually it did burn off, and we even got an amazing view of the Milky Way.
Oh yeah.
Could see the Milky Way from literally horizon to horizon over the top of you.
You guys saw through binoculars and the Andromeda Galaxy for the first time.
Yes, that was pretty mind blowing as well.
For me. Yeah.
I wasn't actually expecting that going down. I was like, oh, it's gonna be a lot of stars. Oh shit, there's a lot of stars.
Yeah. Wait, this there's is a really whole other solar system of stars.
When I was a kid, my dad, he lived in Iowa, he still does. But the sky's the same out there.
There's
no light pollution in the state of Iowa, except for maybe Des Moines.
I bet it's beautiful.
So
out there,
yeah, my dad showed me the Andromeda Galaxy like back in the day. And
very
stuff.
Nice.
But like I took it for granted at the time.
Yeah, of course.
13. Cool, Dad. It's cool.
Whatever.
Cool, it's a smudgy thing in the sky. Big fucking deal. I'm gonna go play Nintendo.
But there's something to be said about taking the trek out to a light pollution less area.
Yeah. There is nothing out in Eastern Oregon.
No, God, no.
Farms.
Lots and lots of farms and ranches.
When Tyler and I got there, we decided that we were going to do a pub crawl through every drinking establishment in the town.
We hit all two places.
Oh, okay.
What?
We hit all one of them.
There's two. The Mexican restaurant
and the saloon.
I guess.
Wasn't one like that? One was also that store, right? Like that Western wear store or something? Wasn't it part of it or next to it?
It was right next to it.
And yeah, there were two places to get a drink in that town. Both places closed before midnight.
Were these the... is this the smallest town you two have ever been to?
I wasn't just passing through, yes.
I've been smaller places, but I only passed through.
We passed through some smaller places going back and forth.
Oh my God,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah. We passed through some places that it was very obvious everybody in town knew every single person there.
Because there were like eight
most
of them.
Most of them were probably related.
Yeah.
He beat me to the joke.
We passed through one that seemed like most of them were probably pretty
interrelated
too.
There were definitely a couple meth towns we came across.
Yeah, exactly.
And they had the worst traffic on the way back.
They did. They really did.
So I guess we should start off with maybe a comparison of the differences between 94% totality and totality.
Complete difference.
Literally night and day.
Yeah.
I would say about 20 minutes before we got it at our most magnitude, we had maybe about 40% of the total light, I would say. Like, it felt like... Without having the orange hue of a sunset,
it felt like a sunset. That time of day, yeah.
And I would say another big difference that I noticed was temperature drop. There was probably about 20-degree temperature drop.
See, we didn't really measure the temperature drop, but we definitely felt the temperature drop.
It went from warm to chilly.
Yeah, when we got up for breakfast that morning, I was actually too hot and changed into shorts.
We both did, yeah. Exactly.
During the eclipse, I went and put on my sweater.
it was definitely much colder.
Mm-hmm.
We also experienced it like every day up to then. Tons of birds in the sky. We had like these huge birds that were either like some kind of hawk or some sort of predatory bird.
But
like a bunch of them. Like we would see three or four of them. When we drove off a little bit, we saw like a dozen of them just in the background.
And then there was also a bunch of just little birds everywhere as well.
Right. But leading up to the eclipse, no birds anywhere. Not a single bird in the sky. No, like once hours before. Yeah. That morning, you know. Gotcha.
None in the sky at all. And then as soon as it was over, the sky was alive with animals.
As soon as it ended, you could see all the birds coming back.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Which was, crazy, because they just, to them, it was, it's time to go nest for the night. And then, nighttime's over, time to go eat.
Yep.
So you've got either eagles, ospreys, turkey vulture, or falcon over in Eastern Washington.
Some kind of falcon, I think.
I would have gone with
falcons are smaller.
The second one or the turkey vulture.
An osprey? It's like in between a falcon and a eagle.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I would have to see pictures of them. Sure. Okay. You know. I don't know for sure what they were, but there was a bunch of them. There was a ton of little birds,
too. Oh, yeah. It was like... There's a decent amount of wildlife. Although there's the cows
too.
Did not give a fuck.
They didn't do anything. I tried to take. I have probably like 20 minutes of video of them doing nothing but eating the whole time. Yeah. You know.
Hey, that's a control, right?
Kind of like what they do.
They did the same thing they do during the day and at night.
Yeah.
Not give a fuck.
Eat cow. Eat. They moo cow it up.
They moo a lot at night.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It was also so quiet over there. Like, it was just completely quiet.
Oh, yeah.
The first night, me and Pedro, like, if you just said nothing, you could hear, like, white noise. It was so quiet. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Second night, when you guys were there, there was a few extra people around at that point. So
you brought the ruckus, guys. Like, really?
But we could hear they were having live music in the town, was probably, like, I mean, it had to be at least, what, 2 or 3 miles away?
Easy.
We could hear it.
Nice. No, it sounded like somebody was playing music in their car. Like,
I didn't believe you at first, really. Like, when you were saying that, and then I was like, "Damn, it's not. That's crazy how far away it is."
The only reason I realized it is because I went to go look at the cows and then cut behind everybody to go to the bathroom.
Right.
And that's when I realized, as I was cutting behind everybody, I'm like, "Wait, it's still coming from that direction." Yeah. Like,
it was. That's how loud and clear you can hear it. It was crazy.
So as far as us, so that was ambient light and stuff, but. In the pictures that I've seen so far, you guys didn't really have a lot of trees out there.
No trees at all.
None of us got to see any of the crazy shadow stuff.
Yeah, so that's definitely something that I got. Like, basically, trees become their own pinhole projectors.
Yeah. Right.
And the needle trees are really good at it because there's so much overlapping shadow. And so we got to see the eventual curvation of every shadow cast by a tree. And that's like the shadows within the tree and stuff, too. So, like, if there was a little bit of smoke, you could see in the silhouettes of the light beams coming through, like, the dust and stuff, they would be curved a little bit.
Really?
Like, like, a cylinder, as opposed to normally when you see, like, the god lights or whatever, they're, like, straight.
Right.
Like, these were somehow curved a little bit. Like, we had a delivery truck come through and, like, kick up
just
dust.
A shitload of dust.
And we were like... Oh, wow.
Nice.
So that was pretty, pretty cool. Rad. And then, I guess the biggest thing for me was there's a lot of different diverse people that, like, that work at the place I work at. They range from nerds like us to, pretty much missing teeth and ignorant podunk. And then there's also, I'm sorry if you listen to this, but you know who you are. There's also the office people who can't be bothered, you know, to come down.
Right.
You also know who you are.
They're the betters. And it's what really sucks is because the office is actually higher than the warehouse.
That's neither here nor there. But the cool thing was they all came down.
Yeah.
Like, everyone came down to view it.
That's
and
big.
People were doing it in different ways, like looking at it through welding helmets, looking at it through.
Does that actually provide enough protection?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It has to be at least number 14. On whatever scale a welding welding glass is measured on, it has to be number 14 at least.
There's multiple different welding helmets at our place, so like there's at least two people were using it fine.
Yeah,
But that was the cool thing, is you see it across all aspects of our job, across all the different positions and stuff. So to see that was very encouraging. That's why I posted on the Facebook page, "Science is for Everybody."
Yeah. No, it is really awesome. It's such a big deal for a lot of people. So this is the most viewed eclipse ever, basically.
Damn.
The last time it went across the entire continental US was 99 years ago. So.
Oh, wow.
Now, it doesn't mean it's not going to cross over the U.S. in the near future. In, like, 2024, it's going to be over New Mexico or something like that.
It goes from, like, Dallas to, like, Boston.
Right, well, it's going to go from, like, Mexico to, Mexico to Maine.
Well, yeah, but...
So it'll pass through, like, in Texas, the Dallas area and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it will happen over the United States again, but not to this effect.
I don't think it will be as accessible to as much of the country as this one was.
Right, sure. Exactly. You know? Yeah, because most people aren't going to want to make that trek down. Although I will say, after viewing a total solar eclipse, I totally understand eclipse chasers.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It was.
And a lot of people are already planning that next trip for 2024. So. Sure.
Would you go to Dallas or would you try and hit it in the Northeast?
I would go to Dallas area. I wouldn't go to Dallas because I think they would have the same problems with congestion.
Oh, sure.
I'd try to find a smaller town somewhere around there.
Honestly,
reasoning is because during that time of the year, I would pretty much only trust Texas's weather to be clear.
Oh, it's because I was like, well, I just fly up to the East Coast. Oh, yeah, never mind. I was
thinking, fly to Boston, the East Coast
and see it, you know, somewhere right there and then hop on a plane back. But, yeah, you're right, the weather there.
The plane trip should be faster to Texas than it would be to the East Coast anyway, so.
Yep.
Oh, that's true. That's good. I was thinking
only
more
like
of...
It's only like a 2 or 3 hour plane ride.
Oh, well, okay, I was thinking more of, yeah, but how far after you land would you have to drive? Because I'm trying to, like, land in a city or...
Dallas?
Well, you'd land in Dallas. Dallas is huge.
Dallas is a huge city, dude.
And then Dallas is North Texas.
Yeah, but is that in the line of totality?
It's right next to it. So you would drive just a little ways off to a smaller town, I would think.
Oh, okay. So it wouldn't be that bad then, because I'd be trying to do as little driving as possible.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You saw it here, the birth of another eclipse.
It may very well be. Unless you guys are down to fly down to Argentina for the 2021.
Sure.
Oh, shit. I've never been to Argentina.
Oh, wait, no. Isn't Argentina...
Oh, I'm down.
Is it Argentina or Venezuela that's having all the riots right now?
Probably both.
It's Venezuela.
That sounds a little Venezuela, intriguing, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. Why? Yeah, I'm down to go... Oh, shit. All the gears have started to turn.
Slowly. Some rust on.
Yeah.
It kind of, because it's one of those things that's so awesome to see, but it was still so short. Like, we had two minutes and six seconds.
2 minutes was almost nothing.
But there's no way, it went by so fast, and there's no way you can do all the things you wanted to do during it, like take pictures, or just fucking stand there and stare at it. Like, no matter what you did, you felt like you were taking away time from the other
thing. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And mostly what I did was just stared at it. Yeah, and even then, like, I did a little bit of looking around, and it was over too quick. Too quick.
So I could not take my glasses off, honestly. Because I'm not like everybody searching Google right now and being like, my eyes hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see that? Yes. One of the most searched trends on Google's right now is why do my eyes hurt? And sun and eclipse.
Well, I have a friend.
You do?
Yeah. A couple. I have a friend that basically was like, oh, I walked outside and looked at the sun and I didn't see anything. I went back in, so...
Do we know this friend?
Yeah, you probably do.
Okay, great.
Oh, man. Is it who I think it is?
No.
I don't know, maybe.
Anyway.
I hope it is.
I think it more was a sign of just they didn't really care too much, you know?
Yeah.
What was it like looking without your glasses?
Crazy, man. So basically, like, you're looking at it. What?
Did it hurt at all?
No, not at all. Not in the slightest.
Black sphere with a white
massive
halo.
Corona around it.
Yeah.
But
none of the pictures I took, because I'm sure some of them will be up here eventually somewhere, they're pretty washed out. I should have turned down the exposure quite a bit, but that's still the trade off, right? Like, I was just too mesmerized by what you're seeing, you know?
Yeah. No, it's crazy because you go and you're looking at it through the glasses and you're watching that sliver just like you guys were watching the sliver move. You're just waiting for it to disappear.
Yeah.
And as soon as it disappears, all of your vision goes black. Yeah. You take off your glasses and you're in a completely different world.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild.
You didn't take them off incrementally? I would have, and I did. When the
Looked this solid the whole time.
Yeah.
But when we were getting close, I watched it all the way disappear. Sure. Yeah.
But because there was a point where, like, every time you would look through your glasses and then pull it off, it would be darker.
Yeah.
Like, every single time, so you'd be like, wow, you know?
And then we got to also see, because in the valley we were at, we could see every horizon. And so we got to see a full 360-degree sunset and then sunrise as well. Yeah. And that was crazy. Just, like, the entire horizon is just, like, orange or purple.
Mm-hmm. It was great.
Yeah.
I've been to small towns and plains and stuff a lot. Mm-hmm. So like,
well, you
I
see I've, that yeah, much of the sky. Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
But you just see it all light up instead of just like one chunk of it when the sun's normally going down was pretty wild.
You can see the same effect at one of the oceans, one of the two oceans. You only get half of it, but you can see the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to say, so with like watching the eclipse and stuff was amazing. Experiencing it was amazing, but then seeing the aftermath of it has been great too. There's been people that are like, kind of like, why didn't people pay as much attention to the election as they did to the solar eclipse?
Because it's the eclipse, duh.
On the one hand, that's true. On the other hand, it's just as important. But it was like that reaction was, I didn't expect to hear that reaction. I expected to hear solely like either the eclipse is fake or or the eclipse is the coolest thing that I will ever witness, and I'm really glad that I took the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
What have you guys seen after the eclipse as far as in your circles?
A lot of people that I went to the bar last night to shoot some pool, and a lot of people, also I was talking to pretty much anybody that would fucking listen to me about it, about it, and a lot of people are just like, oh yeah, I looked for a second, it was cool.
I can't tell if Tyler's asleep or not.
No, he's not.
Oh,
no.
He's just not very talkative.
No, I'm just very tired. I didn't get coffee in time after work.
Oh, gotcha.
So it'll slowly pep me up.
Like, my sleep schedule still isn't back to normal. Oh, you guys have had to go back to work since then. Oh, it's been rough. So.
I've got, like, 3 hours of sleep both nights.
I can't imagine going back to work the next day.
Oh, it sucked, believe me.
Yeah, I bet it did, yeah.
So, about halfway home, I get a text. Actually, as soon as I get cell phone signal again, I get a text message from my boss. Hey, can you come in an hour early tomorrow?
Sure, fuck that.
Yeah, I mean, I did. But I was still pretty pissed about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, what's your, other than, you said you were at the bar. Anyone you would talk to?
Yeah, most people, like, straight up didn't care. Like, they were pretty nonchalant. They were like, oh yeah, I looked for a second, it was all right. And then they were ready to move on. And I'm just like, but
don't
the
get
moon
it.
Blocked the sun. Yeah. And they're just like, yeah. Yeah, so yeah, a lot of people. The people that I did know that that I work with that also went down, they were just as blown away
as you were.
Yes, thank you. Like, that's all we were talking about today at work was the eclipse.
Tyler, you heard any like rumblings? Like, you work with a lot of teenagers and stuff.
Nobody,
I'd be interested to hear what they think.
Nobody gave a shit. Like, not a one of them. They all knew where I was going, and some of them asked, and I was just like, it was amazing.
Well, you did guys they all missed out. View it at all as well?
Like, one or two people did, and really it's kind of the same thing. Like, oh, you know, we got blacked out a little bit, you know, not all the way. It was pretty cool. I'm like, oh,
you have
suckers!
No idea. Yeah, it was. I will definitely see another solar eclipse at some point.
Yeah,
like it is now on
now
the list
I can't
to do.
Kill him.
Going to Tejas.
Yeah.
8 years. No,
or,
7 years.
Argentina in three.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we should probably consider going there anyway because that's when the election's going to be.
Yeah, get out of here.
That's a good point.
And then I think 2030 or 2029, somewhere around there, is in Europe.
Oh, shit. Mm.
What about you, Adam? What have you seen from people you know?
Well, I don't
know.
Kind of a
mix
of...
Other than the man that, like, looked at the sky and said...
Kind of a mix of that, though, right? Like, there's some people that thought it was cool, some people that just didn't care. My kids stayed here with their grandmother and watched the shadows through the trees, mm-hmm. So they had fun doing that.
Right on.
I guess I really haven't talked to too many people, other people that have seen the actually witnessed totality.
Oh, right.
Other than you guys.
Yeah.
I haven't, like, I didn't go back to work.
Can't describe it to these plebs.
the people that I work with that went, like, when we were talking about it today, they're like, literally literally the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
And like, yep. I can agree with that. Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
I can agree with that.
It's impossible to actually describe.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and it's definitely one of those things that makes you want to see it again.
That, I mean, if we could do it in that spot, because it wasn't quite as dramatic as I was hoping going into it, but seeing the shadow of the moon go across the hills just really quick, and then when it ended, just watching the light come back.
Yeah. Have you it seen came back the... a lot quicker than it
oh, yeah.
than it disappeared. Yeah.
Have you seen the satellite images of the solar eclipse?
Yeah. Yes. Watching it sweep across.
It's in like
across.
7 or 8 frames.
Like seeing the shadow move across. Yeah.
That's dope.
There was also that picture with ISS transiting.
Yeah, so I was going to get into that. Yeah. So that was actually taken by Smarter Every Day.
Nice.
On our Facebook page, I linked the Smarter Every Day video. Thanks to Lisa for pointing that one out to me. She was like, hey, check this out. And I was like, what? Oh, crap. That's the way it was. So what I did beforehand, someone had just posted that image of the ISS over the moon. And there are 2 sunspots on the moon. So I was like, how do I describe this?
Mm-hmm.
Like without like just going like a paragraph. The ISS is one of the 3 dots, but so what I did was I put a circle around the ISS and an arrow and I was like ISS. And I posted that to the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lisa sent me the video of who made it and it was Smarter Every Day.
Very nice.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
And they show you the whole process of getting the to see the ISS during the eclipse.
Nice.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. You also, during full totality, could see Venus and Jupiter.
Oh, yeah.
As well, which was pretty rad. Yeah, it was
rad
overall,
as hell.
I spent a lot of time looking up over the last couple days.
Yes. The views at night were amazing.
Well, we just sat out in the cold drinking and staring directly up for a couple of hours.
Nice. I'm glad you guys liked it. It's good stuff.
It was an amazing time. I highly recommend anybody out there that's thinking about doing it, do it. Yes, it's a hell of a good time.
Just start that fun for the Tejas 2024.
Exactly. 2024. 7 years from now. That's plenty of time to save up some money and
book a hotel room early
do
as
it
fuck.
Quick.
Yeah,
yes.
Probably now.
If you say
I don't know how quick they'll let
day.
You
yeah.
book it, but yeah, do it as soon as you can.
Not kill your friends so you know how you have a communal fund.
Mm-hmm. Very much worth it.
Yes, absolutely. Man. I would describe it easily as life changing.
Yeah. My sister, like on the way back.
I'm a different man.
My sister
you had
was
a haircut,
giving me shit.
I see. Yeah.
She's like, it was really worth it. You saw it. It was worth all the traffic. I'm like, Rachel, yes. Oh, you got part of the eclipse. Did you see like a 360-degree sunset and a sunrise? And did you get to sit out in a field and see the Milky Way? And did you get to look at the sun and see a halo of light around the blacked out sun? And yeah, no, I didn't think so.
Did you get to see Andromeda with your naked eye?
Yeah, you get to see Andromeda with binoculars. Like, no. Get out of my face.
Overall, the traffic wasn't as bad as the hype had.
It was It was still,
yeah.
There were some spots that were terrible, but it was not as bad as...
Your wife, for sure, was all about anxiety about coming down for it and stuff. You guys did prepare well, though.
Oh,
like,
we
the
did,
water
yeah.
that the, well, yeah, seen these guys drinking is the leftover water from the trip.
We probably have, like, at least 4 gallons of water left.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Water's the most important thing, right, though?
For sure.
And we still have a ton of food left, too. We didn't have a little coffee left. That was absolutely necessary. So.
Oh, that coffee was key.
Yeah.
So about half a bottle of whiskey left. That was key, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Nice. That helped us sleep the second night really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like a rock that night. I was just like, I get drunk enough to not care. I'm on the ground.
I was pretty comfy, actually.
It wasn't bad.
No. I like camping. Camping's fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't ever have a problem with, like,
sleeping bags were awesome.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Those were super clutch.
The chairs help at all?
Very warm, even though it was so cold outside.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I've had those sleeping bags for years. We used to camp a ton.
Wow.
Oh, they were great.
They were great. I actually slept with mine unzipped most of the way, so it was just enough to keep my feet from being, like, kicked out.
Yeah.
But
right,
then,
you
like...
could just be, like, a blanket over
for the
then,
rest
right.
of it, yeah.
Yep.
I know, it got pretty cold that first night. I zipped up all the way that night.
I have that and a single-person tent. If I really wanted to make a go of it, I could try to be homeless.
You could try.
Well, you have a job, so being homeless is real easy. You basically just live in your car.
Yeah.
It's not, you're not peddling. You still have food. You still have.
No, I know.
You know.
I'm not really. I'm not.
Quit your job and then give it a shot.
I'm just saying, I have the accoutrements. We can do it.
We got a pretty nice tent right before the trip. So
tent was shockingly. It was like the TARDIS. It was way bigger inside than it looked like it should have been.
Well, I mean, wasn't it supposed to be an 8-man tent?
It's
a 4-man good tent.
Right.
It's
exactly.
A 4-man tent where all 4 people can have some of their shit in the tent and
shoes
still...
off in the tent, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of
Shoes off in the tent.
That's kind of the way it works with tents, though, right? Like, It's basically half of what it's advertised as.
Yeah.
Well, because they imagine you're going to go on an expedition with this tent, not like...
Like, you could have fit 8 people in there, but we would all be, like, snuggling up together, yep. You know, in a line.
Whatever,
like,
you guys are friends.
Well, there would have been 6 little spoons, let me tell you, if there were 8 or 7. Yeah.
Math is the language of the cosmos.
Well, it depends. Maybe one person faces the other way to be weird.
This tent is big enough that we could have had 2 queen-size air mattresses in it.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Tyler's like, where's that camping trip?
Oh, that, yeah,
why was that not a thing?
That's when we take a camping trip up to the mountains over here to see the sky again.
Actually, like, most of the time that I've been camping.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually bring an air mattress. I didn't even think about that.
I usually bring little sleep pads. A roll-up pad?
Oh, yeah. A little foam pad.
I found it in my car trunk, but it was all moldy and gross, so I didn't bring it. Always bad.
But overall, it was a great trip. I think we picked the right place to go to.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts
ever
on
have a chance,
solar eclipse?
Go see one in a basically desert valley.
Yeah.
There you go.
With a lot of hills. As far away from big cities as you can for it.
Make a whole event of it.
Do it.
Take an extra day or two off and spend a little bit more time as well.
Yes, in hindsight, if we should have stayed one more day, then we would have avoided traffic completely.
No, you wouldn't have, though.
Awesome.
You wouldn't have. A couple of people that I work with, they came back yesterday, and they still hit a decent amount of traffic on the way back. Yeah, they said that
everybody
it was...
Everybody had the same idea.
It looked a lot. It may have been. Yeah.
That's what they were like. It probably wasn't as bad as you had to deal with. He's like, but we definitely still took a couple extra hours getting
home.
Well,
it's good that they waited, then, because it would have been even worse if everybody left at once. Yeah. You know? So maybe still taking a day... It's probably the best thing to do.
And they were able to camp and stuff another day and have a good time after the eclipse where they were at. And they took it a little bit slower. So I recommend that as well.
I think next time, if I manage to make it to another one, because it'll obviously be like a flight, be like a week vacation.
Yeah, round
like
it.
3
yeah.
days before, eclipse day, 3 days after. Then go home.
That would be the way to do it.
Definitely.
I'm going to take 2 months off and walk it.
Just walk all the way there.
Well, I'm walking to South America.
Possible.
Just walk to Appalachia.
Just you see, like you see me.
Watch
like,
it with some moonshiners.
3 months before it, like I'm in Panama walking on the canal.
I'll meet you there and be like, shit, that's not Josh. He's skin and bones.
My phone will tell me how long it would take to walk to Argentina from here.
Well, we'll go ahead and sign off while Adam's
working. Take guesses. 2 months. No, wait,
2
a
months?
Year, a year.
I'm down with 3 months.
Man, and the worst thing is that would be, right?
That's constant.
That would be walking straight without a stopping. Like it took us 10 hours to get there on our way up, and the drive was only about, like, 7, but, I mean, we stopped for food.
Sure.
And, you know, we took our time, like, looking at rest stops and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so this would be at least, like, I don't know, 30% longer than what this is going to say.
Probably, yeah.
No route found.
Oh, it's because it's using sidewalks and BPA trails.
Yeah.
So it's like, what do you mean no route? There's land the whole way.
Yeah, right. I could totes walk that.
Yeah. One does not simply walk into Argentina.
Fuck you, I will.
Yeah.
On that note, be sure to check out Science Nights next week. We'll have Miles Greb on talking about science and fiction.
Awesome.
And be sure to check out Comics Brews content on Mondays and
Waiting
Comics
for Players
on Wednesdays.
Oh, that too. And Waiting for Players Monday nights live on the YouTubes.
And thanks everybody for watching. We'll be back next week.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye. Bye. We'll be right back.